Welcome to Chapel Hill. My name is Jamal Baker. I'm the Chapel Hill Atlanta campus pastor. So glad to have you here today, and it is so good to be back home. I had a very busy travel schedule this November. I mean, I counted up. I had 17 days of travel this month. It was just crazy. So between the leadership trip that I took to Tanzania, and then we had a little family vacation, but I am finally back home and into a groove. Amen. So glad to be back with you. As Pastor Dave was talking about kingdom builders, I was just reminded of some of the things that I was able to see in Tanzania that are part of our kingdom builders initiative. We are part of that offering will go to build a Bible school dormitory. I got a chance to tour around that Bible school, and listen, it's some of the most passionate people for God you will ever encounter. And many of these men and women are coming from all over Tanzania, going to this Bible school. They're there for 3 years, and many of them are sleeping in dormitory rooms, up to 14 people in a room, and they're not complaining. They left their homes to come sleep in those conditions in order to get training so they can go out and plant churches and spread the gospel. And so our Kingdom Builders Giving is going to help us partner with the Tanzania Lake Victoria Bible College to build a new facility. I got a chance to see the foundation that was there. It was just incredible, an amazing time. I just can't wait to take our team back in February of 2019. The other thing that our Kingdom Builders Giving will do, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, is for this Atlanta campus, we are believing God to raise $125,000 to go towards the purchase of this building. Listen, it's a small thing for God. It might be big for you, but it's a small thing for God. And when we all come together, it can be done. Amen. So I want to encourage you over the next couple of weeks, just simply ask this question. This is what Pastor Dave told us to ask ourselves at our Kingdom Builders dinner. He said, ask God this question: what would you have me do? And if we're all obedient to that, we will not only meet our goal, we'll exceed that goal. Amen. Well, I'm excited to preach this word to you. Are y'all ready for the word today? Yes. Amen. Well, let's pray and invite the Holy Spirit as the teacher. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you, Lord, that you are moving in our midst. And so now, God, we invite the Holy Spirit, the teacher, to guide us. Lord, as your word is opened, Lord, would you speak to us? As your word is open, would you teach us? As your word is open, would you lead us, God? Father, my prayer is that every person will hear everything that you sent them into this room to receive. And Father, after we encounter your word, let us never be the same. God, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.